Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's playoff game is between the Phoenixville Phantoms and the Strathaven Panthers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePacqua, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Good evening as we welcome you to Strathaven High School for tonight's PIAA District 1 Class 5A playoff matchup between the visiting 11-seeded Phoenixville Phantoms and the number 6-seeded host Strathaven Panthers. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Mark Jordan and the rest of the Delco Hoops crew. Mark, it's hard to hear. The music's blasting, but we have some playoff basketball going on tonight.
It's a fantastic matchup. Strathaven last season, 3 wins, David, 3 wins. They parlayed that into a 15-win season and a home playoff game. Fantastic job by the first-year head man, Chris Conlon. He relies on Luke Edwards, averages 15 points a game, has 43 threes. He's a sniper. The point guard is Ebo Pio. Every coach in the league knows him and respects him. He's going to play Division I lacrosse at Jacksonville. Very impressive athletically. They like to shoot the three ball a lot. I've also noticed this year, David, they've had 12 games decided by less than 5 points. 3 of those games by 1 point. So I'm not going to be surprised whatsoever if tonight's a very close ball game.
This is the first time the Panthers have hosted since 2016. We welcome you back here to the Strathaven High School. Like you said, Mark, 15-7 regular season record. First season under Chris Conlon, not too shabby. He falls under the Mike Doyle tree of Pencrest. Winning tradition, he has brought that certainly here to the Panthers. He's not a stranger to postseason as well. You talked about points. In terms of common opponents, these two teams faced one common opponent, and that is the Herndon Rams. Phoenixville fell to the Rams at home 63-51. While Haven swept the season series, but it was close. The two wins came by a combined 5 points. The win at home came by 4 points. On the road, they won by one. So we should have a good game tonight. Starters for tonight for Strathaven, you talked about Pio, the point guard. They had number 12, Justin Morris, the senior forward, stands at 6'1". Sophomore guard, Matt Schuler, has driving ability, can also knock it down from the outside. The big guy in the center, 6'5", center, 24, Robbie Gilday. And the shooter, everyone's got to keep an eye on tonight. This junior, he's not a senior yet, Luke Edwards.
And last season, he had 51 three-pointers.
Mark, are you going to last for the night here?
I'll last at least the first quarter. So Edwards is definitely a sniper for sure, Dave.
Meanwhile, the Phantoms of Phoenixville aim to upset the Panthers on their home court. They enter as the 11th seed. He finished with a 13-9 record out of the Pioneer Athletic Conference. Very tough conference this year. They are led by Eric Burnett's team. They were also in the 6-11 game last year. They fell to the eventual district champion, Sun Valley. Phoenixville has made the tournament the last 5 out of 6 years. Their last win came in 2016. Starting lineup for Phoenixville tonight, they're led by their main man, their guard, senior 6'2", Stephen Hamilton. Expect to hear that name a good amount tonight. We are also on that starting lineup of number 13, Will Alain. Number 15, forward slash center, Clay Popko. Mike Memo is another name to get used to tonight because he's a 6'3 guard, can knock it down from the outside, and rounding out the starting lineup 34, Melton Wiese.
I noticed Mike Memo has 47 threes. 47. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just waiting for it to go all
that's
again.
Way funny. So he's definitely their shooter. It seemed like they took care of the lower-level teams in that division. The top teams had their number all season long. I noticed once that they lost to the back in the last game.
Yep.
Guess how many foul shots they attempted, Andrew? Guess.
One.
Zero. An entire record that can never be broken. They need to get to the foul line tonight. Someone's got to attack the rim somewhere. Playoff games are won, in my mind, at the foul line.
At the line.
And inside the paint. If they don't go inside the paint, they're going to have a long night here.
You talked about Methacton already. They had 20 wins this season. You need to get to the line. Other teams they face, Boyertown, Springford, Pope John Paul, all have more than 15 wins. They come in battle-tested. Don't expect your 13 wins just to come in here and be a cakewalk. Haven's going to have to show up, attack the paint, and knock it down from the outside.
And Haven's had some issues in close games. They have lost a lot of close games. They just couldn't put it together towards the end of the game. And, of course, tonight, that's not acceptable, you know, in a playoff game. So we're going to see. If this thing stays close, it's anybody's ball game because Haven's had trouble finishing when they've been on the wrong end of a, you know, down by two or four.
And they probably have not been in a lot of these high-impact games. Last year, 3-19. They haven't seen this much.
Right. For Phoenixville, the player to keep an eye on, senior guard Stephen Hamilton. He leads the team with 15 points. Both teams, when you look at each team, are very similar. You got Edward from the outside. Hamilton can do it, the same thing. So very guard-oriented teams. I feel like that's the theme throughout the entire league.
Let's go for a quick break, and we'll come right back.
All right, we'll step aside. You are listening to Delco Hoops.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. We're just about to get underway here. Under 5 minutes, Strathaven taking on Phoenixville. I'm Dave DePasco alongside Mark Jordan and the rest of the Delco Hoops crew. It's going to be a good one tonight. Scores around the league, Andrew?
Yeah, we'll have updates from the Catholic League semifinals down at the Palestra. We'll have updates from around District 1, 5A first round matchups. Pencrest, Chichester, Harrington, Westchester, Ruston, Upper Moreland, and Radnor. And obviously, you're hearing our game live, as well as updates from the 2A class. The Delaware County Christian Academy School Knights are taking on Church Farm School in the 2A semifinal tonight.
So what you're telling me, it's going to be a busy night of high school hoops tonight.
There's a lot of games going on tonight. We're looking forward to it. It's the best time of year. We got a lot of high school basketball going on, a lot of important games. We're looking forward to a great night of basketball tonight here.
No doubt about it. And, you know, keep in touch with our schedule. First of all, if you're listening at home tonight and you want a roster, go to our website. There's a little picture of the roster. Click on it. It'll come right up. You can follow along with us. That's number one. Number two, we will be at the Chester versus Lower Merion game this Friday, and we plan on being at the 1 and 2A, depending on who's there, 1 and 2A final this coming Saturday at Lower Merion. And then, of course, there'll be a playoff game of some kind in 5A or 6, I think 5A, Saturday night that we will be looking to do as well. So we're kind of kissed our wives goodbye a few days ago and said we'll see you in March sometime.
And then you have March Madness, and I'll see you later.
Well, that I'm going to get the last few nights. I'm not entitled to much of that.
I'm Dave DePasco, inside Mark Jordan. He'll be providing color tonight. And there's a few golden nuggets for you back home. The Panthers are undefeated this season outside of the Central League with a 6-0 record. The Panthers' last postseason victory came in 2013. That's when they beat Westchester Henderson in overtime by a final score of 47-45, led by John Daugherty. We have several matchups tonight. It should be a fun one. Both teams that really haven't had a postseason win in a while. Don't let the seeding fool you. It's going to be a close game between these two, very guard-oriented.
Yeah, we're looking for – it's going to be a really good game. We're seeing a couple of great guards for Strathaven with Ebo Pio and Luke Edwards. Both of them, Ebo really knows how to handle the rock. Matt Schuller also does. He knows how to drive. He knows how to shoot it. Luke Edwards looked for him to shoot it from the outside and knocked out a couple of the shots. As Dave said, look for the guards on Phoenixville, Stephen Hamilton and Mike Memo, to be the names that come up a lot tonight.
I'm just trying to say, we had to share mics tonight. Pete, did you want me to plug you in so you could talk a little bit? No, you're okay? All right. Yeah, this is, we expect this to be a very close game. And, of course, at this stage of the game, you know, a team can run up a 4 or 6 point lead and then lose it real quick, particularly with 3 point shots. As most people who listen to these broadcasts, I am not a big fan of 3 point shots. I think you should play basketball and shoot for layups and in the paint and, you know, 10 foot out. Beyond that, I think you're just desperation shot. But if you get hot and you're making your 3 point shots, it's hard to argue with. Refs are coming by, introducing themselves, getting ready for this game. Pretty good crowd in the stands tonight. So, and Mark, I think, is going to probably try to save himself for the game.
A little bit, but my other point is these guys have been off for 11 or 12 days, Michael. And for teams that aren't battle tested in playoffs, you never know how they come out. I mean, you've been off for 11 days. They likely had scrimmage games somewhere, but you don't know how they're going to react to this long layoff. So the first quarter may not be their A game.
They have to ease their way into the game. You might see an early foul, a cheap one. You never know what's going to happen. We'll step aside for a moment.
Not yet. Let's wait until he has the Star-Spangled Banner.
We do have an update from the Philadelphia Catholic League semifinal between Archbishop Wood and Archbishop Roman. It is 36-22 with a minute 14 to go before half in that game. Roman leads Archbishop Wood.
All right. Starting lineups for Phoenixville are just about to get underway. We're right next to them, so you might hear a good amount of Phoenixville fans.
Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and
All right. Led by number one, Stephen Hamilton, the senior guard. He stands at 6'2". Number 13, Will Elaine, the junior guard. Number 15, Clay Kotko. Number 20, Mike Memo, the guard, 6'3", junior. And the big guy, number 34, 6'3", Milton Wiehe. And time for the Strathaven starting lineup. They are led by point guard number 4, Ebo Pio, senior guard. Senior forward, 6'1", Justin Morris. Sophomore guard, 5'10", number 11, Matt Schuler. Center, 6'5", junior, number 24, Robbie Gilday. And junior guard, 6'3", number 30, Luke Edwards. Now for the playing of the National Anthem, we'll step aside. Action of this playoff game coming up on Delco Hoops.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com. Hoosiers.com.
Welcome back. The crowds are coming alive. Mark, should be a fun one.
Should be a great one. Strathaven, you mentioned about being battle-tested. The Central League has some great teams as well. I thought Garden Valley had a great season. Lower Merion, Pencrest, they're all top seeds. So both of these teams have faced, you know, the top teams in their leagues. And you know, it's going to be simple. Whoever plays better is going to win, hopefully. You know
okay,
I mean?
And this news just from Vegas, the over-under on Mark surviving the game with his voice. Saying the second period will
that's
be done.
Awesome.
All right, taking the tip for Phoenixville, number one, Stephen Hamilton, and for the Panthers, 24, Gil Day.
We do have a couple quick updates before tip-off. Roman Catholic leads Archbishop Wood 36-26 at the half. After three quarters, Delaware County Christian trails Church Farm 39-33.
Thank you, Andrew. And the tip, it is going to be bounce off a face in the face to begin this one. Strathaven wins. Pio with the ball at the top of the key. Kicks it to Schuler, driving, kicks it to the outside. Gilday had the shot decided, and now he comes back for three, and it's good. That's how they start this one out. 3-0 Panthers.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Phoenixville comes down the court. Memo tosses it out to Elaine. Swinging around side. Very guard-oriented play to begin early on. Memo with the left. Comes back to the right. Goes into the lane. It's up and good. 3-2. Both teams had a possession. Panthers knocked down to three. Phantoms went to the lane. Pio setting the offense up. Spread out. Mark.
Looks like they're in a bit of a 3-2 zone look. 3-2 zone.
Schuler to the lane. Finger roll. Beautiful. It's up and good.
Totally unopposed. Just had the wide open lane.
Elaine kicks it. Hamilton, their leading scorer with the ball. Schuler's on him. Looking. Memo now with the ball. They're trying to get Hamilton, but Schuler's all over Hamilton. He's being kicked out. Looks like a motion offense. Keep going to the top of the key.
Yep.
Driving baseline. 15. Kicks it to the center right. Wide open was Wee 4-2.
Well, so much for coming out cold.
Right.
4-for-4.
4-for-4 to begin this game. 5-4 Panthers. Schuler with the ball. Kicks it to Pio. Now they're going to set up, as you said, that 2-3 zone. But now it looks like they're continuing to rotate. A little matchup zone, Mark?
Yeah, it looks like a 3-2 matchup.
It's going to be brought out by Morris. Back to Pia. Now they'll settle. Gilday goes in the middle, and that's where the ball goes. Kicks it back out. Edwards, their leading scorer. Tosses in. It's up, but it's saved by Gilday. Got to look opposite there. He had a man. Now he tosses it back out to Schuler. Traveling. He moved before he had it. Wide open.
He did. And I like his attacking the matchup zone is a good way of looking at it. But you're right. They had a wide open guy, weak side block. Didn't see him.
First turnover of the game. Phantoms. Memo far side. Elaine with the ball. Right side. Trying to get to Hamilton. Nothing doing. Man drives baseline up in the air, and it's going to be knocked out. Memo now with the ball, jump shot. It is up. It is good, and the foul. Foul's going to be on,
I believe that's Edwards. Yeah.
That's his first.
Couple things there.
That was 2 points, wasn't it?
Yes, correct. The basket was good.
Kopko took a nasty spill, saved the memo, took a jump shot, and he pulled the old Steph Curry, stuck his leg out, and got the foul call.
Memo at the line, shooting one. Good. 7-5. Phantoms on the and one jump shot. Pio, now the trap at top. Schuler's able to escape a man. Kicks it to the corner. It's up for three. No good. Rebound by Hamilton. On that shot was Morris. Hamilton comes down. He's going to kick it to number 13 for three. No good. Ball is loose. Schuler recovers. Got 2-on-1. Kick it to the open man. And it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Hamilton. They'll keep possession.
Good hustle and a good run out on a long rebound.
That shot was by Elaine on the far side. Panthers nothing. Now just going to toss it out to Pio. Set a play. Collins' first year for the Panthers. Very similar sets to Strathaven. The Pencrest, where he came from. Shuler drives, kicks it. Now Edwards open for three. It's up. No good. Long rebound is going to be taken by Elaine. Ball is stolen out of Elaine's hands by Morris. Losing the ball is Pio, but it goes right into the hands of Morris. It's up and good. What could have been a turnover ends up being a tie ball game, 7-7.
Great tempo early, guys.
Boy,
up and down we go.
A track meet for sure right now.
Love it. Love it.
4 minutes here in the first quarter, tied at 7. I'm Dave DePasquale, inside Mark Jordan and the rest of Delco Hoops. We have a fun one here, first round of the PIAA playoffs. Hamilton one-on-one with Shuler. Makes a move and goes to the lane. No good. He missed the shot, but it was deflected off Morris. They'll keep possession.
You know, I mentioned about attacking the paint, Michael, early in the game. That's their third layup attempt in the first 4 minutes.
And he made a beautiful move to get to the lane. He just missed the layup. Hamilton. And he's able to get into Memo. It's deflected. And he'll keep possession off the deflection by Shuler.
We're calling flare here, David.
Got to think it's going to be to the corner, possibly. Go in front of him.
Yeah, it's not much room this deep corner. Tough throw-in position.
Now he's just got to throw it back, and that's exactly what's going to happen. We have Memo top, one-on-one with Edwards. Driving the lane, jump shot, no good. Rebound by Edwards. He brings it up himself. Gilday swings it to Morris. Finds Gilday in the lane, up and good. Credit Morris with the assist. That was a beauty.
That went around the rim three times.
Hamilton brings up the ball, kicks it to the outside. Now three-pointer in the far side of the court. Hamilton one-on-one with Shuler. Swings it, goes the Memo. Now running to the other side was Elaine. One-on-one, down low in the paint. No good. We had a man with Gilday, one-on-one, nothing doing. Shuler racing down the floor. Edwards now attacks the paint, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound provided by Memo. Gives it right back into the sure hands of Hamilton. He's got a man in the corner. Instead, he pulls for three himself. Long rebound by Edwards. 2:45. 9-7, Panthers.
Crazy tempo, guys. Up and down we go. No shot clock tonight, Pete.
Yeah, nothing to worry about here. But
nope. There it goes.
Shot is
but
no good by Morris.
They're not making all their easy shots either.
We're going to have our first subs of the game. The first whistle for both teams. Elaine with the ball, telling a man to go to the far side. You can see this low pick coming up. Hamilton with the ball. Out of the hands of Memo, but he's able to get the ball back and give it back to Hamilton. Sets it. Wea sets a pick for Hamilton. He's looking to attack, and it's off the hands of Morris. They'll keep possession, but we have a few subs, Mark.
That was straight man-to-man there, Strathaven. They're trying to force Hamilton to go left, but he crossed him up right there and went right anyway. Twice he's gone right. Even though they're playing him to go left really, really strong. Oh, boy.
Bryce Blatt enters the game, as well as Chase McDonald for Phoenixville. Memo in the corner. He's open.
Yes, he was.
Decide to step in.
Got it.
No, it's not a three. It's a two. It's tied up at nine. Number 14, Isaiah Freeman checks in for the Panthers, as well as number 34, Borkstrom. Shuler, top, with the ball. Trying to get his man the move.
Same matchup zone set.
Minute 35 here in the first, tied at 9.
Oh, yeah.
Gilday,
mismatch.
1-on-1. It's going to go back to Shuler. No good. Gilday with the rebound. It's up. Oh. It bounces off. Edwards now gets fouled and one. And the foul, Edwards, the junior, puts it back up and in.
I'll tell you, when you allow three offensive rebounds in a row, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for giving up 2 points.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that was just their seventh shot in the paint. So we played under 7 minutes, seven shots. Strathaven's doing a great job against this matchup zone. They're attacking the middle of it, which is beautiful.
Kopko with the foul. The and one is complete by Edwards, 12-9. Fast-paced first quarter. A minute 20 remains. Hamilton kicks it to Memo. McDonald kicks it over. Bryce Blatt. Now Memo with the ball. Everybody's outside the three-point line, yeah. But you expect to free up some lane for Hamilton. Bullying his way into the paint. Kicks it back out to Memo. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound provided by Freeman. Brings the ball himself down. Now tosses it over to Schuler.
Interesting. And now it's more of a 2-3 set.
That's what I thought originally was, but I feel like it keeps rotating.
Yeah, the wing stick's stepping out a little bit.
Freeman kicks it back out. Now we're at 37 seconds. See if they want to take the last shot.
Yep, they will.
All right, so we got the coach saying last 15 seconds. So Schuler kicks it back to Freeman. See if he gives it back to Schuler for the last shot. We're at 25 seconds.
Yeah, I let Schuler drive right in the paint here.
Memo's on him. He's about 3 feet away from half court. 17. 15. 13. Schuler, now jump shot. Up. No good. Rebound by Hamilton. He's got 6 seconds. 5, 4. 3-1-on-1 with Schuler. He's driving. Kicks it to the outside for three. It's good if it counts. It's good. It is good by McDonald. We're tied at 12.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We'll step aside as you're listening to Delco Hoops.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to a fast-paced first quarter, Mark.
It was a fantastic first quarter. We mentioned at the start of the game, these teams are evenly matched. David said it a couple times. Both teams right now, Michael, are 5 for 11 from the field. Both teams are 1 for 1 from the line. Even Steven, and the game's second quarter all tied up.
Go figure. 12-12.
You know what? I love it. It's been man-to-man of Strathaven versus the zone of Phoenixville. But guess what? Clock never started.
All right, so we'll start back up. We're tied at 12. Andrew, go ahead.
Couple quick updates. Ruston leads Harrington 19-9, 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Pencrest up 13-6 on Chichester at the end of one. I don't have anything from Marple Newtown yet. They're playing Holy Ghost. That's going to be a tough game for them.
For those don't know, I'm from the Tigers Radio Network, Marple Newtown Football. I'm hanging out with these guys for some hoops tonight as now the second quarter is underway.
And I have some Tigers ties too, actually.
Nothing like a state title, Mark. As second quarter is now underway. Hamilton's posting up. He's got Schuler in the paint. They want to get it to him. They don't. McDonald steps in, now kicks it back out. Elaine. Pulls up, jump shot short, but it goes off the hands of Freeman. They get an extra possession.
Yeah, can I say one funny thing? Strathaven, three other guys are wearing purple shoes. One of Phoenixville's colors, by the way, is purple.
Purple.
Yep. Go figure, really. Sorry for that.
Inbounds play. Kick back out. McDonald.
Oh, my. It's physical.
And we have a foul.
Yep. It's going to be on Schuler.
Schuler getting too physical with Hamilton down in the block.
Picks up his first.
He threw an elbow to his back pretty good. So
he's a football player.
I love it.
Beautiful inbounds play, but it goes off the hands. It's picked up by Edwards. He's going coast to coast. See if he can finish. And no signal. Block. It's going to be Edwards going to the line, shooting two.
He was still the defender was still sliding as Schuler.
Yeah, Phoenixville wants a
as
charge,
he came
but
in,
that's not going to happen.
There was no chance that was going to be a charge. He was always moving his feet there. Yeah. That's Carl Borgstrom there.
McDonald, as I guess Borgstrom was able to pick that ball up, and now he's going to be the one at the lines. That is first on McDonald. Shot is up. It's good. First free throw is good. This is when you cue that Sixers minute. Excellent, right?
But I'm not sure why they were arguing that call. He was moving. And he was also under the basket.
The student section was arguing. It was almost. I think the coaches were just.
Whoa. 2 for 2.
There we go.
14-12 as Memo checks back in. Borgstrom's 2 free throws are good. Checking out of the game is Kopko.
And a quick update from the Delaware County Christian School. They are trailing Church Farm School 51-38, 3 minutes to go in the game.
Thank you. As here we go. Hamilton, lower block. It looks like the game plan now because now Schuler has 2 fouls early in the second.
That really looked like he had all ball there.
Yeah, it sure did.
But it's so
I think that's a little bit of a gimme call there rather than a foul there.
Well, you know what, though, but they punched the ball inside, which I love. It's part of playoff basketball. And he just got called for that foul without pushing it back. So that time he was, you know, considerably less physical. And guess what? He let him catch the ball pretty deep, and they gave him 2 foul shots.
But it looks like that's the new game plan. You know what? He's our best player. He averages the most points. Clear him out. Let him do his thing down on the block.
And now 2 fouls. We'll see how
that's right.
Coach Conlon plays it.
Free throw is long. No good. Checking into the game is P.O. He's going to relieve, I believe, Schuler.
We do now have an update from Marple Newtown. They're up 13-7 after the first quarter.
Now that would be something going on.
They're playing Holy Ghost Prep, the number 2 seed in 5A.
That would be an upset.
That's a big upset if they are able to pull
it's early,
that one out.
But guess what? Great start. Yeah. Great start.
Second free throw is good for Hamilton. It's 14-13, 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Pia with the ball, bring it up. Now going a little half court. Trap works. P.O.'s fastball too much. Turnover, intended to the corner.
That was a fastball.
That was a pretty hard throw. Would have been great. Very good, David.
Bringing up the ball is Elaine. Hands it off to Memo. One-on-one with Edwards at half court. Now kicks it. Gets a down screen. Jump shot by Memo. Good. Credit the down screen by Hamilton to get him open.
He broke their defense. Somebody was not covering that should have been.
Phantoms take a 15-14 lead. Schuler's out of the game, so now they don't have that one ball handler to help at the top of the key with Pio. Up top is now Freeman.
And they have no size in the game. There's no high post presence.
George is at the top of the key. They're going to continue to swing it. That's George. Back to Morris. Excuse me, that's Freeman. Now we have foul.
That'll go against Cade Breisblatt, his first.
24. Thank you. Check into the game. Number 12, Justin Morris. He relieves Bortram. Brought to the top. Going to be a shot from the far corner. No good. Rebound by McDonald. We've already seen a few fouls early here in the second quarter.
Oh.
Hamilton with the beautiful move to the lane. He goes into the man. No good. Rebound by Pio. You got a trap on Pio, but he's able to dribble out of it. Swing it around town. Number 10, no good. Oh. Rebound is up. No good. Rebound is by Strathaven. Diving effort. Bodies on the floor. Kick it back out. Edwards for 3.
Nope.
No good. Rebound by Memo.
Boy, 4 shots for Haven. Nothing went in.
Exactly right.
That really looked like a foul there on that 3 ball. Hey. If the one down low was we could have had one here.
We're at 2 apiece on both sides in the second quarter. So I think the refs want to start letting them play a little bit.
Yeah. It's good to see them play.
5:20 now here in the second. Little dribble drive is now there's help defense on the block, Mark, as they're having P.O. 1-on-1 with Hamilton.
Hamilton, he has the advantage.
For 3. No good. Rebound by McConnell.
Oh, no.
No good. Kick back out. Memo for 3.
Oh, boy.
Short.
And possession goes back to Strathaven. This is a lot of shooting without a lot of scoring. It does not bode well for either team. They got to find their rhythm in here.
Well, so basically, I had it exactly backwards. I thought they'd be a little slower start and pick it up late. They kind of fast start
quick.
And it's cooled off, guys.
So, Mark, both big guys are back in. You got Wea and then Gilday as well as Kopko.
And I love this chess match you're going on with. They're going to try and trap at half court here. I like having a forward presence. Gilday in the paint area a little bit. Back to this 3-2 matchup.
We got P.O. kicks it. Edwards trying to dribble drive. Nothing doing. George dribbling around. They're staying at the 3-point line. P.O. brings it back out. Goes one-on-one with his man, kicks it to Edwards. They're just switching at that top.
Yes.
So that dribble drive, Mark, they're just staying in their positions.
Well,
why not?
Through the matchup, so they should do that. They need to switch sides of the floor a little bit.
There you go. Get into the paint.
Good flash. Oh.
Kicks it back out. P.O. 101 all the way to the rack. Oh. No good. Laid on the rim. Rebound was by Elaine. He's looking to go in the paint. See if they give it to the big fella. Well, 101 hooked him.
He got him.
Offensive foul. From our vantage point, that was clear as day.
That's a
great
call.
Was a really good call there by the official down low.
100%.
34 is first.
I don't say this often, as my throat's a little hoarse, but this game's been officiated very, very, very well. The first 12 minutes.
Yeah.
15-14 in favor of the visitors, the 11-seeded Phantoms. Just under 4 minutes remain here in the second.
I don't think the score's changed in the last 2.5 minutes of play.
Kick it back out to P.O. Swing it around top. Edwards trying to force his way, push his way in. They're going to call a block. No shot.
Foul is on the floor.
It's going to be foul on 15 in Kopko. His second foul. So now we've seen two situations. Schuler, now Kopko in foul trouble.
And, you know, again, you want to sit in the last 340. Sometimes you sit them too long and they get a little stale. They kind of get out of the game speed.
Xavier Mayo sees his first time, number 21. Pass. Great pass from P.O.
Yes,
Miguel Day for two in the paint from the three-point line to the block. Weah, one-on-one with Gil Day. Nothing doing. Is at the baseline. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Gil Day. They'll retain possession as Hamilton comes in after a quick breather.
This is actually a great low post battle here. And we haven't even mentioned Gil Day's head of hair. That blonde head of hair? Fantastic, David.
Yeah. Quick update from Academy Park and Penwood. They lead 11-9 after one.
Ball is inbound at the memo. 101 kicks it back out. Mayo. Hamilton. McDonald swinging it. Mayo for three. No good. Rebound by Edwards. He has a few early on in the first half. P.O. with the ball, setting up the offense. He kicks it to Edwards. He's open for three. No good. Long. Bat into the hands of Memo. Hamilton slowing things down. So we're at 2:40 now here in the second. 16-15. Panthers. Off the screen for three. No good. Now, Mike, that's the threes you're talking about because he came off the screen. Man was right in his face. Just let it fly.
You can feel it, but it's not going in. So whatever you're feeling is wrong. Start playing basketball.
Right. It's a step-back three-pointer, which is tough at this level.
Keo brings it up. Morris swings it. Gil Day right back top of the key. Great kick. P.O. open for three. No good. Great box out, but P.O. is able to chase down his shot. Kicks it back out. He had a man open down on the low block. Just missed him as Gil Day was jumping up and down with his arms. P.O. kicks it. Morris back to P.O. Timeout. Strathaven calls timeout. They lead 16-15. A minute 56 remains. You're listening to Delco Hoops.
Spring is just around the corner, and Zach's Hamburger Food Truck is ready to cater your graduation and corporate events. What better way than to celebrate your special occasion than fresh-made, at-your-location Zach hamburgers and fries for your guests? All the taste and aroma of a cookout, but leave the work to the Zach's Food Truck and their crew. For groups of 50 people or more, give them a call at 610-532-6766.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 16-15 in favor of Stratton. Coach Conlon wanted to take a timeout, get a little breather.
I like the call by Coach Conlon. They've had a lot of good shots this quarter, I think, at the rim, open looks, just haven't made many.
A matchup 2-3 zone still for the Phantoms. George kicks it to Morris. Around the outside, the P.O. back to the top of the key, and Edwards. P.O., little drive, kick.
That's it.
They're standing at the three-point line, but they are moving. That is one thing, especially Edwards got away with a push-off. Now goes to the lane, was unable to finish with his left, gets the rebound up with his right hand, and good.
and one. Foul on the and one was provided by Five McConnell. His first.
His second.
His second.
And I was going to say before that, the two stars, Michael, the two stars, Hamilton has 1 point. Up to that play, Edwards only had 3 points the entire half.
Bryce Blatt checks in.
Well, there's been a lot of shots. What do we have for shots?
There's a lot.
And
I like that description. There's a lot.
And Phoenixville now has six fouls or 6-3. Strathaven with three.
Edwards' free throw is good.
Strathaven, 12 shots. 12 shots in the paint, Michael.
Count the basket, but it's going to be a foul on number 24, Robbie Gilday. That's big because that's their big guy. That's his first.
So it's not quite trouble yet, but.
You checked him out.
Did you? Yeah.
That was quick.
That foul was ticking time to me.
Foul was on 24, Robbie Gilday.
Coach wants to know what he did.
That was something going for the rebound if he missed.
Yeah, but
so he checks back. He checks out. I imagine he's done for the half. It's Hamilton 1-on-1, drives to the lane.
Good defense.
Spin move for three. It's up. No good. Right. Long rebound. Diving effort. What a job in the corner. Diving out of bounds was number 24. Cade Bryceblatt throws it off a Panther to maintain possession.
You know what? That's a hustle play you need
in a
playoff game.
Elaine's three was no good. We see to go back to him. There's that second time today in that far corner, Mark.
Yeah, well, that's a tough spot to inbound the ball anytime.
Under a minute remains. Haven up four. 19-15. Looks like Hamilton's going to hold the ball. One-on-one with P.O. Picks up his dribble.
Nice.
Goes to the lane. Spin move. No good. So Elaine had a point blank shot. No good. One-on-one for Edwards. Goes up. No good. And it's going to be into the hands of Mayo. They have numbers that they want to pursue. Picks up his dribble. 24 seconds. Hamilton. Memo for three. It's good. Assist credit to Hamilton. 1 point game.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Edwards kicks it into the paint. George. Jump shot. Long. Mayo. Let's see where they call it. It's going to be off Mayo. So 0.3 of a second. Mark, you're the coach. It's got to be into the rim.
It's got to be a tap. Yeah, tap only. Cannot catch. Can't catch and shoot. Tap. Tap.
It's up.
You did it.
Tap. No good.
Close.
Your score at the half. Strathaven leads 19-18 over the Phantoms. We have a good one on our hands. I'm Dave DePasco, alongside Mark Jordan, and the rest of the Delco Hoops crew. We look forward to a great second half. Here's a few from our sponsors.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 19-18, halftime here. We have a few stats to throw at you.
Okay, some stats here, some observations too here. A very even game, 19-18, Strathaven's ahead. On the rebounding, we have 12 rebounds for Phoenix, two of them off the offensive glass. Strathaven has 14 with five off the offensive glass. Each team only has two turnovers, and each team I have with team four team fouls. But one observation, and this is what I believe Strathaven should and will do in the second half. Robbie Goulday was open down low many times. The two times they went down into the low post, he scored. That's a weapon they should use. They should take advantage of it. He only has one foul. So let's look for Robbie Goulday to go down low on the second half. Strathaven also has missed at least six shots point-blank range, like layups, or they'd be up quite a bit. So, but it's a great, you know, it's a great game here. It's one-point game, well played, and we'll see what happens in the second half. But the Panthers should go down low, and I think if they do, I don't think they can stop Goulday. That's my opinion.
That is a great observation. I said the mark during air. Look opposite. He's open. They're driving. You have him open on the opposite. They're just
he's
not
been
getting
open
it
a lot.
Yeah. And I think Coach Collins is going to discuss that at halftime and make some of those adjustments. Phoenixville shot 7 for 22 that half. Strathaven 7 for 25. The percentages were 45% after one. Phoenixville went down to 33%. Strathaven at 28%. So second quarter was a really poor shooting quarter on both ends. I would say this. Phoenixville shot 2 for 9 from behind the arc. Strathaven, who's known for their shooting a little bit, 1 for 10.
Yeah.
And Edwards, 0 for 3.
The amazing part really is if either one of these teams shot their percentages like they should, this would be a 10, maybe a 12-point difference. And right now we got a 1-point game. So you got both teams that in the beginning were both hotter than a pistol. Made their shots, running up and down the court. Second half, kept it just as aggressive, but seemed to be a little more out of control. Couldn't make their shots, as Pete pointed out. Several easy layups, not only for Strathaven, but for Phoenixville as well, that were missed. And now we're sitting here with a very low scoring first half. And a big part of that is that both teams are cold. Now, they're either both going to come back and get hot, but if only one does, this is going to be a run. And I'm afraid in the second half, the team that gets hot first will pull this thing out.
Yeah. Right.
Well, see how the chess match in the second half plays out because you saw substitution patterns. You saw the way the game was official. You have Burnett's team. He has two fouls on McConnell and Kopko. While on the other side in Haven, Conlon Schuler picked up two. We didn't see him the rest of the way. So you got to think he's going to play the majority of the second half no matter what.
And I think she was a big piece of their puzzle against that 3-2 matchup zone. Mm-hmm. Where he carved up about three or four times. He went hard into the lane, and no one could stay in front of him.
Mark Freeman in the house.
I've had the privilege of coaching him, Mark, and no one can stay in front of him. You throw a double team his way, he splits it. He knows how to handle the ball, and that's why he's starting as a sophomore on the varsity level.
And if you noticed, when he went out of the game, they started doing the trap kind of extended a little bit. They got a couple turnovers there, throwing the ball away. So if he's in the game, I don't think they're going to trap as much. That'll lead up to a layup for them for sure. Both stars. How many points did we have for Hamilton? You have any points off?
For Hamilton, I've got him for one on the night. Just a free throw.
That one free throw. They're trying to feed him the ball.
They're trying.
But the defense has been really good from Strathaven from the combination of Schuler and P.O. have both guarded him very, very well in the post.
And we saw that adjustment putting him in the block.
Yeah. It didn't matter really where you put him. Strathaven, I think, in this game is committed to say, Hamilton, you aren't going to win this. You aren't going to beat us. If Phoenixville is going to beat Strathaven tonight, it's going to be the other guys on the team. It's not going to be Hamilton.
And they think about Memo had 12 points at half, by the way.
Yeah, so Memo did have right 12, now. So that's probably where Phoenixville's looking to win this game, but it's not going to be.
And that's in most playoff games.
Yeah.
Where even us, our little girls team, will find out who is your best player and take him out of the game.
Right.
So players 2, 3, and 4 have to step up.
Well, you talked about Memo having 12 points. He's one off his average. He averages 13.
All right, we'll be back in just a little bit for the second half. Listen to our sponsors. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelmarLoops.com for High School Basketball and every Saturday.
23-14 at half.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back. Second half action about to get underway. 8 minutes on the clock. Mark, a few scores from around the league that caught your attention, Andrew?
Yeah, we've got Pencrest and Chichester. Pencrest leads that one 28-10 at halftime. Ruston leads Harrington 28-23 at the half. Radnor up on Upper Moreland 20-11 also at the half.
Really? Wow.
Marple Newtown leads Holy Ghost 23-14 at the half.
Upset alert.
Both teams with 10 turnovers. Penwood leads Academy Park 18-16. And that's everything.
All right. Second half action about to get underway. It's 19-18 to begin the second half in favor of the host, Strathaven Panthers. Checking back into the game. Starting the second half is Schuler, and that's where we'll pick this up. Pio's open in the corner. Said he goes to Edwards on the block. He drives nice. Up and in with the left hand. That was a beauty.
And a play call at halftime.
Elaine bringing up the ball. It's going to be a kick. Trying to get the memo around the pick. Now he goes driving right. Kick back. Give and go. It is up. Foul's going to be on Gilday. Shooting 2 at the line for Phoenixville.
That's Gilday's second. Oh,
Kopko to the line. We have a fast-paced game here. Shot is no good. Kopko misses the first of two. It's 21-18 Panthers.
I always think well-coached teams come out of the locker room, right. Get the shots they want.
Second one is good as Schuler brings up the ball. So now Shuler drives right, blows by his man. Fast pace goes to Edwards, up and good. Credit Shuler with the assist. Went right by his man. Mark was tossed in at halftime. No one can stand in front of him. It's going to be a kick out to Elaine. Drives right, trying to backdoor to Panthers. Something new here is they're continuing the move, and Hamilton drives in the middle lane, loses the ball. Kicks the bat out top of the key for three. It's up, no good. Front rimmed it. So we've seen an adjustment. Instead of Pio bringing up the ball, it's going to be Shuler. As they now go on little Jay Wright, 1-3-1, half press, bring the pressure up top.
But no trap out of it.
It's Pio now with the ball at the top. Shuler goes to the far corner.
Pio's throwing passes like rifle shots.
Dribble handoff to Shuler. Picked by Gilday. Drives his man into a body contact. It's up and good. What a finish by Shuler. 25-19.
We mentioned halftime. They're starting to switch sides of the court. They exchange sides of the court there very well. Got the zone back and forth. Quick screen right to the rim.
Timeout, Phoenixville. 25-19, Panthers. 6:34 remaining. You're listening to Delco Hoops.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Mark, real quick, talk about your point about switching sides.
Well, in the matchup zone, it looked like they were kind of stagnant in the first half offensively. In the first couple possessions, they're switching sides of the floor, getting a quick high ball screen. They have 6 points all in the paint to start the half.
Well, they're playing the money shots, and that's what they should be doing. And Phoenixville is still trying to kick it out from 10 feet out, 15 feet out.
Lane brings up the ball, kicks it to the outside. Memo now. Lane now far side. Clogged up in the lane are three Phantoms.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I was like, the big fella handling the rock.
Oh.
They're going to bail
that's
out.
Third.
That,
as
that,
we trying to dribble, go make some moves, goes into the body of Gilday. That's his third. He's going to have to check out for Freeman.
That tough call there. I thought he might have traveled first.
That was a real tough call.
That's what I thought, too.
But they're not even playing Kopko. They're playing the lane. It's kind of funny.
Try to go to the corner. Now just going to kick out the Memo. Top one-on-one with Edwards. Now laying on the far side. He has Pio. Memo looking to block. Oh, makes a move. He's double-teamed. Now kicks it back out. Lane.
Ooh.
One-on-one. Hamilton with Shuler. That's a matchup as advertised. Spin move. Oh. Up and good. 25-21.
That's Hamilton's first basket of the night.
And his best play of the game.
And he leads the team with 15 points a game. They only trail by four. Pio with the ball. Kicks it to Shuler. Open for three. He can knock that down. No good. Long rebound. It's by Elaine. He has numbers. Shuler trying to get the ball back all the way to the 10. Now kicks it back out to the big fella. Now Hamilton tells him, relax, chill. We'll set the offense up. Hamilton.
Oh.
And it's going to be a block. Shuler went into him.
Two bad things. One, he might be hurt.
And that's his third.
And that's the other hurt. Very good.
His third foul, he'll stay in the game with 5:20,
or will he?
He's going to be subbed out.
They're bringing in Borgstrom.
He was caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He just wasn't set. He had the right frame of mind. He just wasn't set.
He was a help defender. Oh, my. Oh, that's nice.
And it's going to be a beautiful lane to Hamilton. Tip up and good.
Out of bounds play.
He set the pick. He's able to execute.
And he elevates.
2-point lead for the Panthers. Edwards open in the corner. 1-2, sidestep up and good.
What a move.
Euro step is complete. His third and one of the evening. Fouls on 34, his second. That is Wea.
That was a really, really nice move there from Edwards. Got the ball in the corner. Took the Euro step into the lane, laid it up and in through contact.
I just feel like the third different game I've watched. The first quarter was fantastic.
Right.
The second quarter, I took a nap. And now the first 3 minutes of this quarter, I've been sensational.
It's back and forth. It's changing a lot.
I'm confused.
Edwards free throws up. He completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Hamilton bringing up the ball for the Phantoms, trailing by five. Edwards on him. Kicks it to his man, McDonald. The memo. Well, continued dribble handoff for the Phantoms. Dribble handoff, top of the key. Looking to go into the paint. He's got one-on-one. Power, big man move. That's how you do it. Chris Wea, his brother.
Oh, Wea.
That was good, Wea. Solid defense by Haven, but boy, that was just a great offensive play.
Next stop, I'll tell you a funny story. They're not guarding Kopko at all. Didn't matter there.
Pio setting up this play. As when you're going against a matchup zone, you got to have plays in order to try and execute it. Now they're trying to get it. Oh, air ball is going to be covered by the Panthers for three. Up is no good. As Freeman tries to knock down the three, it was rebounded by Hamilton. Now it's a ball all the way to the lane. And it's going to be an offensive foul.
Nope. No score.
Wave off the bucket, wave. Offensive foul.
That's correct. Yep. Taking the charge was number 14.
Isaiah Freeman.
And he's a little gippy, too. He's hurt. What happened? Well, goes full speed.
Full speed, man, with the ball, and Pio dishes to his man down low.
Nice.
Borgstrom. Oh, no. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. There's another by Wea. He blocked the man who took the charge in Freeman. We have to admit, we've only seen a minute of him, but Chris Wea's already had an impact on this game.
Yes, he has. And we've seen a lot of points in the paint so far. 8 from Strathaven this quarter, 6.
Kick for 3. He's open. Long. No good, but it's batted out by Morris. Good job by Borgstrom. Shoot the 3. Long rebound. Hey, why not reward the man? Reward the man that brought it back out. Justin Morris hits the 3.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Fans bringing down the ball. He's fired up. Hamilton 1-on-1 with Edward. Kicked the memo on the near side. Nobody is home, but now McConnell is on the far side. Long pass, wasn't ready for it. Memo going left-handed into the lane. This time it's a block. It's going to be a block on Pio. I don't know about that one, Mark.
It was close. He didn't quite square his shoulders up. Sometimes that makes it look like it's more of a block than it is. Was he shooting? They're asking right now.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Because he was going to the lane, and that's what they're going to call. He's going to be shooting,
They're giving
too.
Him the 2.
Phoenixville wants to talk this one over. He's bringing everybody over to talk this one.
It's interesting how their offensive sets being filled. They kind of just spread you out, have a guy in the post,
right.
try to
clear out,
up,
basically.
And then they just go 1v1.
Free throw is up and good for Memo. Makes the first.
And there's his average, right? David, 13
That's
points?
That's his average, 13 points a game. Right on the money. Lucky number 13.
Yeah, but it's only the 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
So hey, that's good for him, though. Yeah. As he's at the line, seeing above his average. No good. Rebound.
Whoa.
For Strathaven. Nearly thrown away by Freeman. 5-point lead for the Panthers. Pio at the top. See if he kicks it. Now he's going to drive, attack. Once again, you see that dribble drive, set, jump stop, and see where he wants to go with that.
Guys. But in the zone, no one's really moving right now. But I like the fact they're attacking the lane.
Everybody is standing.
Yep.
Need to get the move, screen, move. There we go. Here we go.
They were doing
as
that
Edwards
early.
With Pio. As now they might be just trying to hold on to the ball, make him come out of that zone. As we're now 2:30 here in the third. Here comes the trap. Trying to kick it. Now they'll attack as Edwards gets it to the corner for 3.
Too far.
Freeman gets the rebound. As Borgstrom's 3. This time he's going to kick it to Edwards. Up and good. He talked about 3-pointers early. Timeout, Phoenixville.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
34-26. Strathaven after that 3. 2:15 remaining. You're listening to Delco Hoops.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. We have scores from around the league.
Slow start to the third quarter for Marble Newtown. Holy Ghost is getting back in at 24-26. Marple
okay.
still leads.
You got a game.
Academy Park, quick start to the second half. They're up on Penwood 22-21.
And so a real quick point. It's the last 6 points, Michael, by Strathaven. Second chance points.
Right.
Missed a shot. They tipped it out.
Definitely
they
better
got
on the boards
opportunity.
Right now.
You got to get them one and done. It's got to be their key.
8 point game. Phoenixville goes to the paint. Way is up. No good. Fighting for the second chance. There you go, Mark. As we have a man diving and almost and crashing into us. That would have been fun. Hamilton's up. No good. Rebound by Freeman.
Hey.
And now we have some talking to one another. We got playoff atmosphere.
Freeman's fired up down low.
Freeman has a temper. He is on the football field as well as on the basketball court.
Fouls against number 10 for Phoenixville, Chris Wea.
Decking into the game, number 13, Elaine. He relieves Wea.
This is a danger time, though. Strathaven's up by 8.
Now
this
they're going
here.
Off full court. Make the man move. P.O. with the ball. Now kick it back
slow,
to Freeman.
Slow. Easy.
His man in the middle. That's how you break a press.
Oh, nice.
Edwards on the baseline. Tripped up by
yes.
McConnell as he went by him.
That's his third. If it isn't. That is, in fact, on McConnell.
This is a danger time for Phoenixville. Haven scores here. Double-digit lead late in the third quarter.
As we have a sub checking into the game is Bryce Blatt.
In for McDonald.
Yep.
Inbounds play. We see they go to the corner, Mark.
Yep.
One. Now here comes the guy around. Three. There's the three. There's America's play for three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound was by Bryce Blatt. As trying to knock down that three was Morris. Hamilton with the ball. It looks like Haven's transitioned to a zone.
Yeah, first time all game.
Slow things down.
They're calling Bryce Blatt shooter in the corner.
Memo with the ball, steps up, now kicks it to Elaine on the far side. Still trying to figure out this is what Strathaven wants to do. Slow the game down
yeah,
for them with
maybe.
The lead. Kick back out, Memo.
Oh.
No call. Ooh, looked like
boy.
That could have been contact on that one
awful.
By Pio.
Yeah,
definitely fell.
It's going to be a kick to the outside. Hamilton, Freeman with the rebound as number 24, Bryce Blatt, three was no good. Pio brings the ball.
Pio's lucky he didn't get his fourth foul.
Yeah.
Correct.
You're exactly right.
P.O. slowing things down. He's got one-on-one if he wants them. Now dribble drive. They transition to a man-to-man defense. Edwards with 30 seconds
yep.
left.
The defenses have switched. Now
yes.
Phoenixville's in a man-to-man and Haven's in a zone.
Very good.
You're going to see a few different things. They're going to have to try it when they're down 8. They're going to have to try and create additional possessions,
well,
try and get some turnovers.
Both teams want to create some confusion. So.
Right. 15 seconds. P.O. Euro step.
It's a block.
It's a block. Phoenixville's number, let's see,
24. Looks like it was 24, Cade Bryce Platt trying to step in there. Yeah.
You are correct on that one.
Good eye, Andrew.
Shooting two is Pio. A man going college bound for lacrosse.
Yep.
Yep.
He's down Jacksonville way.
Heck of a football player, too.
First free throw is up and good. 35-26. 14 seconds remain here in the third quarter. I'm Dave DePasquale inside. Mark Jordan and the rest of the Delco Hoops crew.
14 seconds left. Phoenixville's getting the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Second free throw is no good.
Here.
Elaine with the rebound. Hamilton, last shot for him. 10 seconds around the horn. Elaine kicks it. 3-2. Memo. Desperation heave. No good. That does it for the third quarter. Strathaven leads 35-26 as we head to the fourth. You're listening to Delco Hoops.
You'll be a dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 35-26, 8 minutes remain. What does Phoenixville need to do to get back into this one, Mark?
I think they got to start attacking the 10. They only had 8 shots that quarter. 3-for-8 that quarter, 0-for-3 from beyond the arc. Haven was 6-for-13, 2-for-7 beyond the arc. Haven, 4-for-6 in the paint, which I think they're going to have to go to. They're going to play some man-to-man. Haven's too quick, I think, with the ball. They're going to carve him up. Phoenixville needs this to attack the paint. They had a little run there when Stephen Hamilton scored 2 quick buckets.
Right.
That was it. He never took another shot the rest of the quarter. So to me, they had to go to their top guy, Hamilton, sit some high ball screens, and let him attack the rim.
The chess match continues. Gilday checks Ben Weir. Dribble drive. The memo. Top. Hamilton with the ball. Pack in the paint. Why not? Go right back to a beautiful finish.
That's what you said.
Attack the tin.
That has to be their mindset for the whole quarter. We're going to attack the rim. Hamilton with the left hand. Finish.
Schuler checks back in. Another ball handler as P.O. splits a double. Timeout. 30-second timeout. Strathaven, they want to talk this one over. Mark, you talked about attacking the tin. That's how they're going to try and get back into this game, trailing by 7.
And they just set 2 high screens for Hamilton on that sequence. Memo came for a little dribble handoff. I think it's got to be their mindset. Their shooting, I know this year was pretty good. It looked like coming in.
Right.
But I haven't seen him shoot that well. I've seen some air balls. I've seen some shots missed by a lot. So I think
it looks like 4 shots, though. It looks like they're almost forcing, especially coming off that pick. Like they feel like they need the shoot. Instead, use that pump fake, go to the hole.
I think Coach Burnett's going to say, hey, Hamilton, you're my guy. Get the ball in his hands as much as he can, attack the rim.
Right.
And conversely, now, P.O.'s in the game. P.O. and Schuler together. Guess what? They're too quick as well.
Got scores?
Update from Marple Newtown and Holy Ghost Prep. It's 36-30 after 3. Marple Newtown leads.
Upset Bye. Alert.
And Come Penwood on. Leads 29-26 at the start of.
Back to action. The out of timeout. Edwards for free. Oh. No good after the toss by Schuler. Rebound by Elaine. Tosses to the Hamilton. See if he goes one-on-one again.
Yes,
he Here he does. It's up. Forced it. Yes, Gilday the rebound. Edwards racing down the floor. All the way to the hole. Kicks it back out. Pio looked to swing it and said, no one's guarding Edwards, who was wide open in the corner. They're doubling the ball handler.
Oh.
Schuler just lost the ball. But it's going to be knocked out.
Yeah, bounced off the player.
Sorry, what?
He had poked out from behind. They're back to their 3-2 zone now, David. They're back in the zone. They didn't like their man look too much. Doesn't look like they're too comfortable with their man.
Right. As the ball is in and out of the hands of Schuler, but now back to POs. We're under 7 minutes remaining here in this one. Kicked outside. Strathaven content, just trying to move the ball.
Sure.
Especially, why not, when you have the lead.
Oh,
shot for 3. Up, no tipped good. Out. Tipped out by Gilday the Schuler. Why not give it to him again? Morris for 3.
Oh.
In and out. No good. He had 2 good looks at it. Nothing doing.
Well, see, 2 close shots, too.
See if Phoenixville can climb back into this one. Memo now on the far side. Deep 3. No good. But it's going to be saved.
Oh, what a save.
What a save by Edwards, the P.O. Now P.O.'s got double team in the backcourt, kicks it to Edwards. They're able to break it. Schuler wisely dribbles back out. Kicks it, P.O. back to Gilday. Around the outside, Edwards for 3. Short.
Oh,
it's going to be a foul on the floor.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not the last
12.
Four.
Yeah, this
four.
Is
the last 4
Morris
shots.
Is first.
The last 4 shots from Strathaven are all 3-pointers. Not that they weren't open, Dave. But when I have a lead, I like to think, you know what? I'm attacking the rim.
Absolutely.
You're going to foul me.
Right.
Two teams have 5 fouls.
Take the time.
2 fouls with a penalty. And that is sort of being a, you know, to me, it's just too soft.
Either stop me from going in or foul me, you know. But
and
I'll
it stops the
two.
Clock. More right. importantly, is now we're under 6 minutes, up 7. As Kopp goes now into the game. Elaine. Baseline goes Memo up and good. That is a grown man. Now it's stolen on the inbounds. It's going to be no good, but Elaine came up, stole the inbounds play. He could have cut it down to 3.
I'm a little worried here. He was going to go to attack mode.
Schuler one-on-one. You got Kopko on him. Now kicks it to the corner. Nearly a reach by Hamilton. He is guarding Morris.
Haven has to make some points here if they want to secure this lead.
Spread floor. Schuler one-on-one. You got to think you can take him.
It's man-to-man.
Here we go. Now kicks it out. Slowly, they're just letting the offense flow pretty much. Now here comes the double. He's got a – they're going to call it on the floor. It's going to be on Memo.
Well, yeah, Elaine.
No, excuse me. They're going to call it on Elaine.
Elaine, you put his hands on
first.
Him.
Now this is when you start getting to when I foul. Yeah, slow the pace down. It's a little early. Got 5 minutes to go.
There?
Here we go. For three, no good. As
quick.
You said, Edwards with the three. As we're under 5 minutes here in the fourth. Kick to the outside. As he continues to pivot, now kicks it back out. You got Hamilton, got on the outside, got one-on-one. Instead, he takes it himself, throws it up, good. Hamilton cuts it to three.
Well,
can make it with the left, he can make it with the right.
That's what we told him. I mean, attack the rim. He might have got a foul.
Coach wants the and one. Here we go. Stolen. Schuler intended for Morris. Stolen by Memo. It's a three-point game, 4:30 left. One possession game. It's been a while since we've seen a one possession. Hamilton again. He goes up to the hole, as Mark suggested. Well, gets fouled. He's going to shoot two.
I love what Coach Burnett's done. I mean, basically, they're saying we're going to attack the rim every time, and they have. And Haven, for some reason, has taken 6 3-pointers in a row.
Taking a 3-point shot. And I mean, they can't keep doing this if the coach is yelling out not to.
Now, both teams have 6 fouls.
Right.
So every foul from now on is a 1-on-1. When I coach it with my girls, we talk about having a wide-open three.
First free throw is good.
We talk about taking an open three as part of your offense, or get 2 feet in the lane and attack the rim. Those are the options we have.
We have a timeout on the floor.
Wow.
So now they're going to try maybe ice a mark. What do you think?
It's a little too early. I think they just want to calm it down. You know, they want to call a play next time now.
We want to talk about Andrew. Go ahead. We're going to step aside real quick. 35-33. Here in the fourth, you're listening to Delco Hoops.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 35-33, Hamilton at the line.
Yeah, just an observation here, Dave. The last 2 minutes, Bill Day and Edwards have been 25 feet from the basket. They've been out around the circle. When they're down low and they get fed, they score. Haven's got to go back to going down low if they want to win this game. If they don't, they're not going to win it.
Hamilton at the line, shooting one more. Let's see if he can cut this to a one-point game. Crowd coming alive here at Strathaven High School. Free throw is good. 35-34. Fams trail by one. Schuler bringing the ball up.
Hamilton 10 points this half.
Pio with the ball. Let's see if they go back to that zone. But Pierce, here we go. Yes. Now they slide back into it. As Pio trying to look into the paint. Nothing doing. Morris around town. Now Schuler one-on-one with Memo. And they continue to switch as they should. Trying to get to the corner. Gilday looking for the ball. Kicks it around the outside. Deflected by a lane, but Schuler is able to grab it.
And notice Dave Chris Weah is staying in the lane. He's just staying put in the lane, Chris Weah. Saying, come get me.
And why not?
Yeah.
3:40 left. Gilday to the left. Jump shot over him.
Yes.
Gets his rebound up and in. Good job by him to follow his shot. 37-34.
As Pete has said, feed it to him. Let him take the shot.
Still a one-possession game, trailing by three. We'll see if Hamilton goes to the rock. Here he is. He's coming for the ball. He's got one-on-one with Edwards. Both teams' leading scorers this season. Jump stop into the lane. He's kicked out to Hamilton. He's got a wide-open man in the corner for three. It's up. Sure. It's no good. Batted out. Great second chance point. Memo to the lane. Gets the foul. He's going to be shooting two. Foul on Gilday. His fourth.
Crazy. Good action there. Hamilton drove the lane, kicked it out. Wide-open look for a lane.
Two big free throws coming up for Memo. The junior guard. No good on the first. Becoming silent and loud. You never know what's going to happen.
It's a great environment right now.
It's playoff atmosphere, baby.
I agree.
Second free throw's up. It's good. We have a timeout. Phoenixville, they trail by two. 2:57 here in the fourth. 37-35. You're listening to Delco Hoops.
Yeah.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 2:57 remains.
We have to decide who the player of the game is going to be, depending on which team wins.
I think it depends on who is able to pull this one out, Mike.
Well, we got to grab him before he gets off the court. We'll see.
That's true.
Haven is quarter 5, 3-point attempts, 0 for 5.
37-35. Trap in the corner. P was able to hook him, but he got away with it.
They called that before.
They did, but that was right on the block. Yeah. Shuler one-on-one with Hamilton.
They're in man-to-man, David.
They switched it up. Shuler now, you got pick. He's got Memo on him. Shuler got nowhere to go and just lofts it to Pio. Now he changes defense. They're just going with that ball. Pio goes by Memo, kicks it to Gilday. Out to Shuler for three. It's good. Shuler hits a big three with 2 minutes to go. Puts them up 5.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Hamilton with the ball. He's got Shuler on him. Takes him to the weight room. Now kicks it back out. Memo coming off the pick for three. It's no good. Rebound. It's up and good. What a job by Clay Kopko.
I got fouled.
Looked like one.
Yeah.
3-point game.
This is good.
Minute 45. Pio around the outside. Now wisely brings it back out. Why not? Clock's your friend.
Yes.
Goes one-on-one. Kicks it to the corner. Edwards. Got Memo on him. Now Shuler's got the big fella on
him. What is this matchup? This is not a good matchup.
No way. It's going to blow by him. Oh, he gives him the hesitation. I'm surprised.
Well, this is where I would say layups only. So if you get a layup, take it.
Yeah.
This is four corners.
But
spread the floor
he can't
out.
Guard this guy.
Here we go. And there's the reach. He's going to be a foul. He should be a 1-1.
It'll
a
be
minute
a 1-1.
Ten.
And one. Both teams in the bonus. All fouls will be shooting from here.
Check into the game for the Panthers will be Freeman. Shuler shooting the 1-1. The sophomore guard just hit a clutch three. One dribble. Spin. Takes a deep breath. The shot is up. It is good. Checking out of the game is Morris. Freeman relieves him.
How about the sophomore? 4 big points here, guys, in the last
game. Down the stretch. That's what it's come to.
Good for him.
See if we can get Coach Collins' first playoff victory for the Panthers. His second one, no good. I think I jinxed him. 41-37. Okay. Minute remain. Kept up court to Memo. He wanted to launch the three. He instead didn't pull it.
Oh, nice.
Kicks it to his teammate. Point blank. Misses the layup. God. Kopko wide open in front of the net. Is unable to come down with it. Foul is going to be on Kopko.
One and one. The game.
It sticks.
And a couple of quick updates. Westchester Ruston leads 56-36 over Harrington. Unionville beats Upper Marion 54-39. And Holy Ghost Prep has their first lead of the game with 2.5 to go. 37-36.
The only time that matters, the end of the fourth.
That's right.
Andrew,
shut
your mic off.
Freeman for 1-1, all right?
I wish I could.
Freeman, first, no good. Phoenixville gets a break. They're down 4. Minute to go. Here we go. Goes the Memo. He looked to shoot the 3. They're trying to get it to Hamilton.
Great denial.
Great defense. And it's going to be a lane. 44. Timeout, Phoenixville. They don't want to talk this one over.
Right.
They tried
we'll
to get it
right
to,
here.
So, Mark, they tried to get it to Hamilton. Nothing doing. Shuler playing excellent defense.
Shuler's doing it at both ends. The little guy, the sophomore, he scored the last 4 points.
All right, guys, let's talk about it. Who do we want for each team?
I think it's Shuler. He had the clutch points the stretch. Unless you want to go Edwards.
I think it's got to be Shuler.
All right, let's do Shuler for Haven.
Edwards does have 16, but he hasn't been much of a factor here in the second half.
Well, he scored.
Phoenixville, I think it depends on who comes down with the clutch points, especially what comes down. I imagine they're drawing the play for Hamilton.
I think Memo for Phoenixville.
unless Hamilton gets
unless
hot.
Unless Hamilton does
that,
something
that
here.
That was my point. I think the play is going to be drawn for Hamilton.
So my gut is this. The best foul shooter for Haven is probably Edwards.
Right.
He's going to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
I let him foul for sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Coach, you know, once Isaiah get back to the foul line, they just fouled two sophomores, made one out of three foul shots.
Now, are you a coach that when you're down three, do you like the foul or do you let them
ride? I do like the foul.
Okay.
And
everybody's got their own philosophy.
No doubt. No doubt. But, you know, under 15 seconds, you know, it's got to be nothing crazy early.
Right.
To get an extra shot.
Got 42 seconds remaining here in this one.
We have a final from a 1A semifinal. Chester Charter Scholars Academy wins their first ever playoff game, 56-44 over.
Who's
to advance to
who's the microphone? Who's the
Elaine mic? Has the ball. Ball is inbound. Hamilton's open. Looks that way. It's going to be Memo for three. It's up. It rims in and out. Edwards the rebound. He's going to be fouled. He's going to the line. It's still a one and one, though.
Man, that was a heck of a shot.
It looked good. It was halfway down.
Yep, it almost went there.
And
foul goes against number 13, Will Lane, his third.
Robbie Gilday challenged that pretty well. I thought he got out about 20 feet away and challenged that. Great rebound by Edwards. As luck has it, they fouled him.
So
this is the guy that Coach Connell wants on the line.
Now, Phoenixville checking out the big guy. They check out Wea and replaced him with Bryce Black. So another shooter that on the floor. Edwards at the line. It's good. It makes the first.
Edwards may be our choice.
Yes. Yeah. I think he is too.
Leading scorer, he's got 17 in the game.
17?
Yeah.
Even makes this a 6-point game, David. Two possession game. Fiesel's got to dial up something quick here.
5-point game. He makes it six. He's at 18 points tonight. They roll the ball. Hamilton, 30 seconds. See if he goes right to the hole. He does.
And he travels.
Yeah, he pushed him, I thought. He traveled.
Offensive foul.
The call from the far side of the court was a travel on Hamilton.
But Shuler's defense was fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic defense from Matt Shuler.
Here we go. Ball is inbound. An immediate foul by Memo. Smart. Edwards going to the line. He can make this an 8-point game.
Chris Conlon drawing up the right plays. Get the ball in the hands of your best free throw shooter.
And that one was
Luke Edwards.
The previous one, he got a rebound, Edwards, so he sort of got it himself.
Now he's going for two, right? He's got 10?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, this is two shots.
So he averages 15 points a game. He's at 18 right now. He's got two free throws. First one is in and out. So why is he still?
It's two shots.
It's two shots.
Yeah, okay. So I was like, guess
what? He makes this one. I think they're home free, guys.
It's still two possession game.
Makes
he misses
one, right.
It. Shot is up. Oh, it is no good. He missed it. Boy. Still two possession game. Hamilton running down the floor. Nobody's open. Here we go. The three's up. No good. Oh. Freeman. And he's going to be fouled. And that will about do it.
And just to say, the second half of this game, 8 shots from behind the arc for Phoenixville. 0 went in. And you live by it, you die by it.
Yeah, it's true.
You live and die by the three. With 1:01 to go in the game, Holy Ghost Prep still holding a 1-point lead over Marple Newtown, 39-38. Marple has the ball.
Freeman's free throw is up. It is good. Now Strathaven empties out. They just called a violation on White. The free throw is no good. Nope. So
the second
there we
shot,
go.
Gilday was coming off the line.
They
and
both
the ball was already in the shooter's hands.
The second shot was good, wasn't it?
No, they called a violation on Gilday. As they roll the ball, 10 seconds remain. Hamilton for three. It's up. It's good. He finally hit one. Go figure, right?
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
So you said they live by it, they die by it. You went 0-for-8.
And
take a 1-for-9.
And they made 7 shots in the paint. So 14 shots in the paint. I mentioned they didn't get to the foul line much last game. They got to the foul line 8 times this half. So, you know, that was sort of wasn't really, really bad. But
right.
The 0-for-8 from beyond the arc did him in. They got within what? 1 point, we said?
Yeah, it was a 1-point deficit.
And guess what? And that big 3-pointer by Matt Shuler.
That's a turning point of the game.
Is,
Shuler's three, when he cut it to 1 to make it 4, they never looked back.
And they were over 5 that quarter coming into that shot. So if he shot, I'd be like, no, yes, Matt.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Good job, Matt.
Couple of quick updates. Unionville knocks off Upper Marion 54-39. They move on. They'll play the winner of Westchester, Ruston, and Harrington. Pencrest beats Chichester 57-23.
Here we go. Inbounds play. 5 seconds remain. Phoenixville trails by four. Fakes the long baseball pass. Now he runs baseline. Ooh. Foul is going to be on Bryce Blatt, sending P.O. to the line.
That's Bryce Blatt's fourth. 38.9 to go in the Marple game. They lead 40-39.
Back and forth, the seesaw.
On the seesaw at Holy Ghost Prep.
Penwood leads it 37-26, 5:06 to go in the game.
Uh-oh.
That could go either way.
Tigers going to the shoebox. Hello.
4 seconds remain here in this one. 44-40. P.O. at the line. The senior misses the first.
They have enough points. Congrats to Coach Conlon and the staff. Last year, 3 wins. They're going to have a playoff win. Fantastic.
Makes this free throw, 45-40.
Oh, no.
Picks up the ball, heaves it, it's up, no good. Your final, 45-40. Strathaven advances. What a job by Strathaven. Back and forth we went the entire game.
Yep, we're going to get Luke Edwards to talk to us after the commercial. So we're going to go take a break now. We'll be back with him and our wrap-up for our show. So you're listening to High School Basketball right here on... I hit the wrong button right here on DuckerHoops.com.
Spring is just around the corner, and Zach's Hamburger Food Truck is ready to cater your graduation and corporate events. What better way than to celebrate your special occasion than fresh-made, at-your-location Zach hamburgers and fries for your guests? All the taste and aroma of a cookout, but leave the work to the Zach's Food Truck and their crew. For groups of 50 people or more, give them a call at 610-532-6766.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. The player in the game for Strathaven is going to be none other than junior, number 30, Luke Edwards. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You move on, survive in advance, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited.
So walk me through the game plan, because you look like you guys are shooting the three, attacking the paint. You finished tonight with 18 points, yeah. Above your average.
Yeah. Game plan. So, you know, we always look to attack. We have to trust our teammates at all the time. When we drive, we look to kick. But if we have the shot, we take it to the hole. You know, we just play our game and, yeah, play hard.
Now, I have to ask you, Phoenixville cut it down to 1 point. Yeah. What was the turning point in your mind? Because we have an idea in our mind. I'm going to see what you're playing on the court, what you thought.
So, well, we were up. So then they cut it by one. You know, we didn't want to stall, so we kept on attacking so we could score more and, you know, play defense, got to get stops. That's what we're trying to do.
And that's exactly what happened. Cut, kicked the back out, Schuler hit a big three.
Yeah, that was big.
And then from there, you never really looked back.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah. Now, only your junior year, we talked about it. Your sophomore year, you didn't have many wins. Now you're a junior, you're going to the second round of the playoffs. What a feeling. What an offseason you guys have took with Coach Conlon now at the head.
Yeah. 3-19 last year. What are we now? 16-8. You know, we're excited. We're trying to do big things. You know, if we win our next game, we're off the states. You know, we're trying to win each game, one game at a time.
You've got another tough game coming up. Your next game, you're going to be facing Pencrest. You're headed back to Pencrest. Real tough opponent. You played them, what, 3 times already this year?
Yeah.
You've gone, what, 1-2 so far?
Yeah.
2 tough losses, 1 big win there where you hit the three-pointer from nearly half court in their building. So is that something you're looking forward to, getting back there? And
I'm excited.
Play another good game?
Yeah, I'm looking to beat them, you know, just looking to win.
That's right. Mark?
I was going to say, halftime, second quarter got a little sleepy there, Luke.
Yeah.
Second quarter was a little bit, you know, kind of a slow-moving quarter.
Yeah.
You had 3 quick baskets. Was anything said in the locker room to sort of get you loose that early there?
You know, well, we were just like I said before, we're just looking to attack always. I just, when I got the ball, I'm looking to attack, make plays. If I have the basket, I'm going to, I just read and react and try to score, you know.
It looked like sometimes the first half, you guys got a little stagnant on the side of the court, didn't cross the court. First couple possessions of that third quarter, you guys started crisscrossing the court, got some flashes, and got you open there. Great job by Coach Conlon.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and you actually have 2 chances to get the states. You have a chance both on Saturday and next Wednesday. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
But
appreciate
more importantly, he's got the next game.
Yeah.
That will wrap up. That will do it. Strathaven advances with our player of the game, Luke Edwards. Thank you for coming and talking to us. Thanks. We appreciate it. That will do it for this game tonight. Strathaven defeats Phoenixville. Thank you for listening. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside the rest of Strathaven.
We're not done yet. We're going to do some stats.
We're going to wrap up some stats,
guys.
So for the visiting Phoenixville Phantoms, they were led by Mike Memo with 16. Steve Hamilton had 12. Chase McDonald with 3. Christopher Weah with 2. Clay Kopko with 3. And Milton Weah with 4 for their total of 40 points tonight. For Strathaven, they were led by our MVP Luke Edwards with 18. Matt Schuler chipped in 8. Ibo Pio had 4. Justin Morris with 3. Isaiah Freeman with 1. Robbie Gilday with 9. And Carl Borgstrom with 2 for their total of 45. Strathaven wins this one 45-40. We'll be at Chester
Friday night
at 7 o'clock for Chester against Lower Marion.
That's right. And then we'll be someplace
on Saturday. We'll probably be at Lower Marion at noon on Saturday for the 1A district final.
Did you say the Marple Newtown final?
41-40 Holy Ghost Prep wins it.
Oh, a
bucket with 9.1 seconds to play gives
Andrew,
Holy Ghost Prep the win.
Mike, cut his mic off for gosh sakes already. He's bad news. Okay, I mentioned one last stat, which is funny. We said how even this game was. Second half, both teams shot 8 for 21.
Well, that's weird.
Phoenixville 1 for 9 from 3. Haven 3 for 13. A couple more foul shots won the game for him. Hey, congrats to Strathaven. I thought they had a great game plan, and I thought they did just enough. Phoenixville was great inside. Got away from that a little bit late in the fourth quarter, and it came up a little short.
All right, well, we're done. Dave, thanks for filling in for Dave Berman.
Great,
we appreciate
Dave.
It.
Thanks
we
for
may,
having
we
me, guys.
We have you call in again. We'll see what happens. It depends on how the schedule all goes. In the meantime, as Andrew pointed out, we'll be back on Friday night and then back on Saturday. Stay tuned. Check for our articles tomorrow on DelcaHoops.com. And, of course, if you missed the game or if you got friends you want to listen to, they can always pick it up on archives. So have a good night. And it's been great. Always a good game. Take care, everybody. Good basketball.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.